Blog Talk Radio. Hey folks, welcome to Right from the Left Coast. I'm your host today, Linda, welcoming everyone who's listening and also those in the chat room. That would be Higher Truth Radio, Mikey B from the great state of Texas, and Rod Luke from Arizona. Thank you for joining. I think you have to refresh. They said they're getting a commercial at same thing with me yesterday. I just hit the refresh button. So anyway, I hope you guys can hear me now. If you can, go ahead and let me know. I am coming at you from Oceanside, California. It is gorgeous. It's about 78 degrees. We have had the most beautiful weather this whole year. Of course, we need rain, and now there's a drought, and we will get into that mess later on today because we have this proposition. It's a ballot measure in California. I have been trying to tell people to please vote against it. There has been tons and tons talked about on every radio station from Los Angeles that I know of, from national news, the local news here in San Diego. I mean, it's just unbelievable talking about how evil this is, and I'm going to get into that a little bit later. So, good, we have sound, and Yola's in. Yola and Nick, welcome. Hopefully others will join when they can get into Blog Talk, and I'm glad that I can hear and you guys can hear me. So we're going to go forward. I want to do this really New Testament scripture from the Gospel of according to Matthew, because it's kind of important for our day. This is Matthew 21 verses 33 through 43, and this is Jesus speaking. Hear another parable. There was a master of a house who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a wine press in it and built a tower and leased it to tenants and went into another country. When the season for fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to get his fruit. And the tenants took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another one. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did the same to them. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, they will respect my son. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance. And they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, he will those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons. Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits. So be wary of what you do in the name of the Lord. So there is so much happening. I mean, especially here with the silly season of election time, believe me. I went to a meeting last night. It was a Tri-City Tea Party, and our candidate that we're trying to get elected to the city council was supposed to speak, and she had two other engagements where she was speaking, so the times were messed up, and I'm going to go ahead and pick up Robert so that we can chat for a second. Is that you, Mr. Robert?
Mr. Linda, Miss Linda, how you doing? I'm sorry. I'm
it's
so
okay.
Tired, Linda. I'm so tired.
Okay, let me.
You know, Linda, this race is disgusting.
I know. Yeah, it always gets funnier by the minute.
Yesterday I talked to the Elections Commission, okay, and I let them have it. Because District 72 in Sarasota County and District 74 are all delegating with each other now. You understand? They're all sleeping with each other. The progressives on each side. They're all sleeping with each other.
Well, it's kind of crazy here too, but I want to get into what happened last night with this meeting, because the candidates who were supposed to speak couldn't, and so Dana, at the last minute, I had no idea. I just showed up by myself because my neighbor Sue couldn't attend, and Linda Walshaw across the street was helping her with her signs and the handing out flyers about the other candidates, which they were trying to prevent them from doing because they were negative against the two that they favor. It's pretty messy. So,
oh,
anyway.
Jesus, Linda, I swear to God, I let the Elections Commission have it. I said to them, if anyone tries to harm me and get on 41 while I'm traveling to Sarasota while I'm campaigning, you will be hearing from me. You better hope I lose the election.
Well, here's the deal. I'm going to pick up Mr. Bill Strong. Is that you, sir, in Indiana?
Yes, it is. I'm just listening.
Okay, let me continue with this, what happened yesterday. So I'm sitting down, and when you go to these meetings, they have it at this place where they've got – it's a room that they rent out, okay? And it's called Boomers, and they cater to families and kids and all this stuff. Anyway – so this particular tea party, and they have pizza and salad and soda and all that stuff. So if you pay your $10, you get to – they give you a wristband, and you can go eat all your food that you want. So anyway, so I'm sitting down with salad and a couple slices of pizza and my soda, and Dana, who is a candidate for city council, comes up and says, I can't speak because I'm going to two separate engagements to speak, and these guys got me the time wrong and all these things. And she said, will you read my statement? And I said – okay. So guess who got to speak in front of this giant crowd, and I had never spoken there before. But anyway, so since I was supporting Dana, Dr. Gafanti, who's kind of the head of this organization, whom I've met before and rallied with before on different things, and, you know, he didn't treat me very well. So anyway, because, you know, they're all for Kern and Feline, and it's like, I tell you, the animosity towards people who are running against one or the other, it's like they act like 5-year-olds. I've never seen anything like it.
It's awful, Linda.
Yeah,
Linda, may I read something which I posted on my website today?
Okay, quickly.
This is very quick. I said, District 72, District 74, Sarasota County, Florida. Jeremy Wallace for the Sarasota Herald Tribune quoted that Gonzalez is buried the hatchet to delegate with 72 and 74, are buried the hatchet and delegating with one another. During the Sun Fiesta Parade, October 18, 2014, I was representing my high school. A fellow classmate tried to stop me from passing out my business political cards. In regards to District 72, candidate Pilot claims that Julio Gonzalez, MDJD, already won the election for District 74, Sarasota County, Florida. To my fellow African-American politicians who visited the Sun Fiesta Parade, I understand now why the progressive social liberal movement are for both sides of the aisle and like to sleep with each other. The Sun Fiesta Parade of Venice, Florida, always starts on the left-hand side of the street heading east on Venice Avenue. I am going to file a class action lawsuit against Sarasota Herald Tribune for stifling my freedom of speech rights, and I am not allowed to make a comment on Facebook anymore. The moral of the story, Venice, Florida, Sun Fiesta Parade represents shame. You may write my name and Robert Samuel Kaplan, independent writing candidate for Florida State Representative, District 74, Sarasota County, Florida, a native of District 74 since 1955. I am underneath write-in Scott, Charlie Chris, and Julio Gonzalez because all represent the Bermuda Triangle, and we cannot afford their frying tactics because the great state of Florida will burn. I rest my case. That's what I said.
Wow. So you kind of went after him. Okay. So, all right. Now, let me get through the rest of this stuff here. I've got a lot of things because California is on fire, literally, and probably will be. We are in what they call the El Nino or the Indian summer. The water is warm in the Pacific Ocean. I could actually go in a regular suit without a wetsuit and play boogie boarding. But we are hoping that that this will mean that we are going to get rain, and normally every 10 years when this happens, we do. Because what they have done with, it's called Prop 1, and it's a measure on the ballot. The voters are going to vote for this, and if these idiots vote for this stupid measure, it's a water bond, and they want X amount of, let me see if I can, God, if I can find all my notes. I've got, this desk is a mess, but if I can get to those propositions. Okay. This, in brief, it's the water bond funding for water quality supply treatment and storage projects, which is a huge lie, authorizes, get this, $7.5 billion in general obligation bonds for state water supply infrastructure projects, including surface and groundwater storage, which is, I'll get into why it's a mess. Ecosystem and watershed protection and restoration and drinking water protection, fiscal impact, anyway, it goes on to that. Well, everybody who's researched this is voting against it. There are just, unfortunately, we won't know till the all the elections results come in on the 4th whether these idiots in San Diego or in California have voted for this thing. Everybody on KFI from LA, everybody on Slater's show, other shows, people have come out of the woodworks talking about this. There was a lady on Slater's show today who is a rancher. Her family has, they've been ranch, they have cattle ranch up close to Klamath Falls and the Klamath Dam. Part of this money is to be used to close that dam, and this is very important. Once they do these things, and what, if this thing passes, all this money is being funneled into the green lobby. This is Agenda 21 on steroids, folks. I'm not kidding you. They will not only have be using eminent domain or misusing it, but they are going to be taking the tributaries and the rivers and everything else and usurping this power they're not supposed to have. They will have complete authority over this, and it does nothing for keeping the water from being pumped from the Delta area into the ocean like they've been doing. This is just complete evil.
Wow. Linda, I'm sorry, Bill, go ahead.
What would it cost to refill the reservoir? Does that dam produce power?
Okay, I'm going to let Bill take over for a second. Thank you. Please talk, Bill.
The question is, what would it cost to refill the reservoirs? And does that dam they want to shut down, does it produce power? Because the one thing you'll never hear the green lobby talk about is hydropower, which is the least polluting power of all. Huh. But they're not invested in it because hydropower is controlled by the state.
Do you have it, Bill Strong? You just answered your own question and my question, too. You answered it right there. Let me tell you why. Because I just heard on the news on Fox News this morning, 7 o'clock, it woke me up, that Detroit, 27,000 people in Detroit cannot pay their water bill. I guess it's going to help pay them out. The United Nations, go figure.
The United Nations can't pay for anything. We're the ones who are their money supply.
Well, I swear to God, Bill Strong, on my parents' grave, I heard that when I heard that, I cried. Then I had to hear Canada was attacked today on terrorism, and, you know, it was two big blows for me. It's unbelievable. I mean,
Patrick tells us it's inevitable that we're going to have an attack.
You're right.
Why are you waiting? Knock them out before they can attack.
How though, Bill? How? I have an Arabic hateful the guy on my answering machine right now wanting to kill me. You know, from ISIS. They're already here. They're here in my hometown of Venice, Bill. It's just about time.
We've already seen that. We have people here that lives in denial. There's been no terrorist attack since Obama's been in office.
I understand. Why is that?
Because
I'm sorry, what's going on in California, Lynn? I apologize.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, here's the deal. So there was this lady who she was on Slater for quite some time today, and it was really brilliant. I wish I could get the podcast. In fact, I wish I could have found out how to get her on my show because she was absolutely amazing. She knows what they're trying to do. They are trying to eliminate, and she only has, I think, like 600 head of cattle, so it's considered a small cattle ranch. But that's one of the things they want to eliminate. The state of California is completely bonkers. It's getting worse. They've got the next portion that I was getting into is another headline, which was Sunday's paper. State High Court lets rail authority put caboose before the engine. They're talking about this high-speed rail, and this is out of Sacramento. The California Supreme Court's primary role, as its official description explains, is to review the decisions of the California Courts of Appeal and Superior Courts and decide matters of statewide importance. Yet the court refused to consider one of the most important policy issues Californians will face for decades. I'm referring to the proposed high-speed rail project, which would be the largest infrastructure project in California history. And I'm telling you, I know that that's one of the reasons going all the way back to, like, what, 5-6 years ago when they started drying up that poor Central Valley, which was the breadbasket of our country, that they wanted that. They wanted that land for this high-speed part of it for the high-speed rail project. There was another gentleman on the radio today talking about more eminent domain, more tearing up stuff that they want to between, I think it was from Pomona to downtown L.A., or anyway, it was a long stretch of area. This is going on huge in California, and people are so stupid. I mean, you should read the editorials in my local paper from these libtards. It's like, it's mind-boggling. So
it
this
is. I'm gonna call you guys back.
Okay. All right.
These high-speed rails.
Hello.
Yes, I hear you, Robert. Okay, he's gonna call back later. Go ahead, Bill.
I said, follow the money and look at who's invested in this high-speed rail project. You're going to find the elected, several of the big elected of California are
right,
invested.
It's Jerry Brown and all
the
cronies.
The high-speed rail is supposed to be, as you know from Agenda 21, it's the high-speed
right.
rail that's going to let them take away our cars.
I'll give you the other names.
If you've got a private vehicle, a motorcycle, a car, a truck, an SUV, or whatever, you just like to get out and drive. This high-speed rail will eliminate all that. The only way you will be allowed to travel is by the high-speed rail, and that's if you are allowed to travel.
Guess who else is involved in it? Warren Buffett. And you know how tight he is with Bathhouse Ferry.
Folks, there's a man that owes over $1 billion in business taxes and refuses to pay.
Well,
over
it's worse than that. It's worse than that. There's a guy named, and there's two of them. One's a senior and one's a junior. So I need to do all my research. That's why I kind of wish I had Ken on, because this is the third time in a very short period of time that I've heard this name mentioned. Last night was one of them, and on the radio today was the other, when they were talking about this evil green scheme, which I call the Agenda 21, because that's what it is, this climate change hoax and the complete totalitarian stuff that's going on in the state of California, and that they want to do it all over the United States. His name is Charles Munger. Well, this clown is the reason, one of them, is the reason that in the state of California, this guy has so much power and so much influence. When you see two, whether they could be either independents, Democrat, or Republican, and you see two candidates or three on a ballot for a certain position, of an elected position, you are forced to vote for the lesser of two evils, that you're not really getting a choice at all because of this guy. And this has been going on for decades. So I'm going to do some research on this person and find out more and get it all down for you so we can do some stuff next week.
I fail to see how the American public can't wake up and see that there's a move on to destroy the middle class. And I don't mean the middle class as whole. I mean to totally eliminate the middle class.
Precisely.
To get rid of so many billion people And all that's going to be left is those that do the serving and those that get served. People need to wake up.
Oh, I know. And this is...
They will use race, but in the end, they're going to be the ones that start killing people. They will use religion, whatever. They will use whatever it takes to divide the people and get them so disrupted, and then to justify their eliminating two-thirds of the population.
Well, yeah, that I think that, I mean, I don't know exactly when the stuff's going to hit the fan and how they want to do this, but they're trying everything possible. Not only with the illegal alien invasion, the diseases that are being brought in. I mean, Barry's probably just, having a blast over this, even though many people in his own base, the black base, walking out of him on him in a speech during the last 5 minutes. Unbelievable. But you won't hear about that in the lamestream media. This, the next one in San Diego, this is San Diego. This crap that goes on in San Diego makes me fit to be tied. It says the linkage fee set to double, which I thought were bad enough to begin with. And what they're talking about, you're going to love this because this is all ties in together. Council okays new building rates that pay for affordable housing. This is all part of Agenda 21. I've read about it. San Diego County City Council approved a doubling of commercial development fees Tuesday for affordable housing projects. In other words, this is what drives up the price of other housing and businesses and food and everything else that goes with it. The new rate set to increase annually until January 2017 will range on a square foot basis from 80 cents to $2.12, depending on the type of building. So this is what's been going on in this area. I mean, there's just so much happening, and I'm going to go back to the other items that I had from different people. One was from Rod, one was from my neighbor, Robert Markley, here in town. And just to see, with all of the attacks on Christianity and the religious freedom that we're getting, see if this sounds familiar, that you can find the similarities in our own country. This headline says, American detainee freed in North Korea, so he was held there for a while. Jeffrey Fowl, well, I don't know why they would go there anyway, had been held since May for leaving a Bible inside a North Korean nightclub. Christian evangelism is considered a crime in North Korea. It sounds like it's becoming one here, too. The United States seeks release of two other citizens. And this is from the AP out of Washington. It says, North Korea's reclusive government abruptly freed an American man Tuesday, nearly 6 months after he was arrested on charges of leaving a Bible in a nightclub. But Pyongyang refused to hand over two other U.S. citizens who are still being held. There was no immediate explanation for the release of Jeffrey Fowl, who was quickly whisked to U.S. territory of Guam before heading back to his wife and three children in, looks like, Maimsburg, Ohio. Relations between Washington and Pyongyang are at a particularly low point, and the U.S. has sought unsuccessfully for months to send a high-level representative to North Korea to negotiate acquittals for all three men. Jeffrey's wife, Tatiana, screamed when I told her, and family attorney Timothy Tepp, who received a call from the State Department with word of the release. Tepe and Fowl himself called his wife soon afterward. She is ecstatic, excited, use whatever word you want. So the State Department deputy spokeswoman, Marie Harf, said Fowl was seen by doctors and appeared to be in good medical health. She declined to give more details about his release, except to thank the government of Sweden, which has an embassy in Pyongyang, and for its tireless efforts. Harf would not say whether any American official had intervened directly with the North Koreans. We'll let the North Koreans speak for themselves about why they did decide to do this, Harf said, but we are pleased that he was able to leave and urge the immediate release of the other two. Fowl was flown out of North Korea on a U.S. military jet. That's interesting. There was no immediate comment from the government of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, which I'm not surprised. The United States has no diplomatic relations with North Korea and strongly warns American citizens against traveling to the country. That would be my first thought. This gentleman, Jeffrey, is 56, arrived there April 29th and was arrested in May for leaving a Bible at the nightclub. Christian evangelism is considered a crime in North Korea. He was awaiting trial, the only one of the three Americans held by Pyongyang who had not been convicted of charges. So, welcome to what we're looking for. Look forward to. Great. So, again, there's just...
We're seeing that kind of action going on, starting to go on in Houston.
Well, yeah, with that mayor, remember that? Oh, boy, Ted Cruz was on fire, wasn't he? I mean, that woman is... Why do people keep electing these mafia, gay mafia people?
It is a mentality spreading across this nation. The whole thing with the gay agenda was to get it out there to where they could use it to tear down the churches. And that's exactly what they're going to do. You're seeing it start in Houston. What's
going
to spread across this nation?
Okay, so there was another one that was sent to me. Oh, this is the one, and I think she was in Pomona. This is another story out of Pomona, and this was sent to me by my friend in Orange County, Lee, who's spoken in many, many venues against this illegal immigration. And her question is, why businesses and people are leaving California? This one hits home because I grew up in Pomona. It was such a wonderful place back in the late 70s and the mid-80s. The schools have been taken over by Spanish-speaking illegal aliens, and American children get picked on at school for speaking English. The illegal alien invaders are turning our nation into the third-world dumpsters that they left. Well, there's this – I can't play it because I don't have it embedded in the show. This lady who's leaving and picking and taking her business with her, because she came in the early 70s with her family, her husband, and her business to be in California and in the little town of Pomona – was entirely different then, but she in this video explained exactly why she's leaving, and I do not fault her for that whatsoever. I get it. Okay, we've got the other one. Go ahead.
They're using the illegal aliens to destroy our culture, but the illegal aliens, they're counting on them not being educated or bright enough to know that their future is bleaker than they think. Because when you start depopulating, it ain't going to matter who you are. You were used, you're being used, and in the end you will be eliminated once you've served your purpose.
Well, the purpose is they see them as boats. That's all they see them as. They see the blacks the same way. They see the females the same way from the feminist movement. They see everybody that way. They put them into groups. This is what socialism does, Bill. I mean, you know, that's
what we're seeing is they're being used as stepping stones to gain power. And that's my whole point.
Sure. Well, no,
they're not smart enough to know they're only being used.
Right, but they're doing it as stepping stones to retain the power they already have. That's and to keep it. That's the problem. So now here I'm going to jump to this next.
Charles Barkley, former professional basketball player, said it exactly how it is. Poor people have been voting Democrat for 50 years, and they're still poor.
I know. It's sad. Thomas Sowell says the same thing because he's an economist.
The higher echelon of the Democrat Party, they're not poor.
Oh, no, not at all. The next one, there's more stories on OmegaCare. It says everyday low benefits. It says Walmart dumps 30,000 part-timers onto the Obamacare exchanges. Walmart endorsed Obamacare in 2009 and helped drag the bill through Congress. And so far, it hasn't recanted. By holding back economic growth and incomes, perhaps the law is expanding the retailer's customer base. Another plus, at least for management, is that Walmart can jettison its employees into the Obamacare insurance exchanges, which are also falling apart, by the way. The Associated Press reported Tuesday that the largest U.S. private employer is dropping health benefits for some 30,000 workers, or about 5% of its part-time workforce, earlier health plan eligibility triage in 2011 had removed tens of thousands of Walmart workers from the balance sheet, so this latest purge was probably inevitable. Walmart cites its inability to manage higher than anticipated health expenses. Oh, gee, that's a surprise. Perhaps, though, wasn't Obamacare supposed to bring those costs down? Obviously, the company is also responding rationally to Obamacare's incentives with a subsidized government alternative now open for business. And since corporations aren't liable for a penalty for not covering people who work fewer than 30 hours a week on average, cost control logic says to send such coverage ballast over the side. Other retail and grocery chains, including Target, Home Depot, and Trader Joe's, have already done the same thing. Obamacare's critics predicted that such insurance dumping was inevitable, and the only question now is how many and how fast other companies partake of the new all-you-can-eat entitlement buffet. Get whatever you like, the bill is on the taxpayers. The disruptions will be concentrated in industries with large numbers of low-skilled and low-income workers, like restaurants, hospitality, and, yes, retail. The irony is that even as Walmart drops insurance because it is too costly, President Obama is claiming credit for lowering health care costs. He boasted the other day that the law gave every U.S. family an $1,800 tax cut. By supposedly reducing the rate of employer-sponsored premium growth, Obamacare had nothing to do with that, and it surely won't be any consolation to Walmart's latest health plan dysphoria. So that's the kind of stuff. I mean, he's such a communist. I mean, just the when you talk about giving somebody a tax cut, that's socialism. I don't know what else to call it. You know, it's just absolutely.
You notice you got another big bill coming up for health care, but they put it off till after the election so that people weren't hit with it because they knew that would just send them down the spiral.
The employer mandates.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, it's exactly. Oh, I know that was on purpose.
Out there pushing to raise the minimum wage, and you're seeing McDonald's cut how many jobs? Because they're going to go automated, and you're going to see a lot of the places like that go automated.
Sure.
So it's going to cost jobs. I have to agree with Chris Christie. I hate to, but the fact are, I'm pretty sure it was him that said it. Who is it that goes out here thinking the best they can do is a minimum wage job to begin with? Therein is the problem. They don't
exactly.
have enough drive and initiative to be seeking to go after the higher paying jobs or to get educated to do those kinds of jobs. They do the lowest menial jobs and get paid ridiculous wages.
It's pretty nuts. I'm going to go try to find, I've got some more stories here that's just, this was good. I mentioned it briefly on, I think, your show, but let me see if I can find an article.
We had a jumper at the White House today.
You had a who?
We had a fence jumper at the White House today.
Oh, my God. I missed that one.
And he kicked the dog.
God. Okay, this one is, I did have his name correct. It was called Peter Thiel, T-H-I-E-L. And he was on the 5 o'clock show and also on the radio, and that was yesterday. It says, this man says Hillary Clinton would be a one-term president. And it says, you know, look here to see. So I'm going to go check out this article. It'll come up. Sometimes they don't. But it was a short stint. I can't remember. It was like 9 minutes long or something where I actually got to hear it. But I can't get it on here, so I'm going to make sure I don't press the button. Anyway, it says, while discussing the state of the economy on radio today, Peter Thiel suggested that no matter who won in 2016, they would only be a one-term president. So they're talking about the economy, and it says, we don't know exactly how it ends, but there's a sense this ends badly. I think it can keep going for a few more years, would be my guess. I think the Federal Reserve at this point, the majority of the governors are Democrats. They're going to do everything they can to push easy money to help Hillary Clinton get elected in 2016. But I would predict that if she wins, she will be a one-term president because it will break, and it will break And this is, the transcript is kind of broken up. It will break no matter what, no matter who is president, Pat asked. I sort of think you might not want to win in 2016 because I don't think they can keep it going for six more years, no matter what. The silver lining to the Clinton presidency will be that there would be clarity, that it will be because of their set of policies that's brought this about. It's a very high price to pay. However, whoever is in office is going to get blamed for this, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. And, of course, they've all been to blame for how long now? How long? I mean, eons. So, anyway, I'm glad to see that possibly Nick's still here, hopefully, and Mikey's still here, and Bill's still with us. Rod had to leave, and Robert has left the building. So, you know, this is what, in other words, what he was explaining to Glenn was, if someone's elected in 2016 and you count 4 years into the advance of it, then you've got, okay, 16, 17, 18, 19. So 2019 through 2019, at that point, somewhere in that area, it's going to crash. And so that person, whoever's in is going to totally get blamed for it. They would be a one-term president.
When we look at that debt clock, it's 17 and a half trillion. What you don't realize is how much spending has been put off into the future by Obama. The truth is, Obama will have added about close to $20 trillion to our debt on top of the $10 trillion we had when he became president. But they put a lot of the spending and paying for this stuff off into the future so that it doesn't look so bad.
Well, that's what they do with everything. It's all political. There's no common sense anymore.
That's what's going to cause a crash, because you can't do that forever. Eventually, people want the money you owe.
What these guys are saying, there's no way anyone's going to pay this debt. This is going to either be revolution or a third world war. And we all know it. It's ridiculous. And China's got most of the gold. There's probably not 1 ounce of gold in the United States except in private hands at this point. Or maybe Soros, but God knows where he lives. And so I'm losing my chat room. I wish Mike could call in but I know he's got things he has to do and they're sending him work. So basically it's because of the interest rate and the inflationary problem and the hyperinflation, and it's going to cause a huge depression, folks. Mikey was just reiterating that he's swamped with work. Well, I'm glad you're getting paid, though, buddy. So, okay, we got Yola's typed back in, so hopefully that's she or Nick. Anyway, it's not going to be pretty, and what I was explaining to Rod in the chat room yesterday was, when it hits the fan, there are going to be all of these aliens and all of these clowns and all of these welfare recipients of every color and stripe. And if they perceive that you have something they don't, and this goes away, and they don't get their freebies, and they're starving, they're going to come after your stuff, and you are going to need a lot of protection. And I'm glad I've been buying it up.
Well, they're not going to like it.
No, they're not, because I'm going
to
look.
They have no one to blame but themselves. They have not been paying attention to what their government and their elected have been doing for decades. I don't think there's a community in this country where insider investing and trading isn't done by the elected. They do so not only to gain wealth, but to gain power and control within the county. The more properties and stuff they own within the county, the more businesses they're invested in. Hey, and that's the game that politicians are playing on all of us. If we had any brains, the American public would go drag every one of them out of the Senate, the Congress, and the White House. All their administrations, out of the state houses, out of the local city council meetings and stuff, you would drag all these people out.
Well, you know what we should do? We should go. I know.
We know what their elected are invested in, so we know what kind of game they're playing.
Well, it's worse than that. I mean, when you talk about dragging them out, I would like to drag them outside and beat the hell out of them, is what I would like to see happen, you know, or put them in those stocks and pillars like they used to do. It's exactly where they belong. But
I want to see them all keep their socialist utopia that they seek so bad for the rest of us.
Well, send them to North Korea.
For that is in prison. Put them in prison
yeah.
where they're told what to do
yeah.
every day, how to do it, what you can and can't have, who you can and can't talk to, everything.
Yep.
That's what they want for us. That's what they should get.
Send them to either North Korea or Venezuela or any place like that. I mean, come on. Look, that's not going to happen, Bill. And it's not just the insider trading that gives them their power. These people have had the entire infrastructure of totalitarian bull crap is already in place, Bill. Look at the regulations in this country. Look at the EPA. Look at the onerous crap in every state. If you have it, you've got the United Nations, you've got ICLEI, you've got EPA, you've got the ESA, you've got the green lobbies. There's hundreds of green lobby groups. In fact, somewhere in my
they don't realize that what they're doing is they're working to transfer wealth not to them, not to the people, but to the cronies involved in the whole scam.
Yes, they are doing that, but they're also doing it to third world countries and inside our own country with the welfare system. As you know, this is what they call charity, which I call socialism or communism, because you have it at the gun at your head. You have to pay these taxes if you're not savvy enough, like Mikey's talked about and others on Ron's show and Higher Truth Radio have talked about. Tell these people to pound sand. They have no rights to your hard-earned labor. And,
not,
you know, they steal
charity.
It.
It's not charity when it's a forced payment.
Exactly. That's
charity.
What I'm talking about. That's what I mean.
The individual and comes from the heart.
Yes.
Not all, not all individuals want to give to the same charity.
Well, exactly.
This whole thing of letting the government pick and choose charities to give your money to is wrong.
Well, yeah, it's unconstitutional. It's unholy and ungodly. Look, like Jesus said, render to Caesar what is Caesar's, because he was looking at a denarius with Caesar's face on it. So that's what you're talking about. And the other thing is, when you hold a gun to somebody's head, they feel they have no choice. That everything is too big. Everything is too almost set in stone with these people, and they send the IRS after you, or they send Gina McCarthy and the EPA after you, or they'll do some god-awful draconian thing, or they'll try to confiscate your guns, or they'll have Jerry Brown Mussolini sign some unconstitutional, violating three different amendments on gun confiscation. It's crazy. I mean, and people just sit back and let it happen, and nobody's doing anything to stop it. I don't understand it, but it's going to break down, Bill. It's going to come to a head, and then all hell's going to break loose. And I'll tell you something. There's not going to be one patriot who's well-armed who is going to stand for anybody with Ebola or an ISIS scimitar trying to cut your head off or some idiot trying to steal your stuff out of your house and hurt your family. Not going to happen. It's just not. So if that's what they want, if they want a civil war, they're going to get one. And it ain't going to be pretty. Asses. I'm sorry, but it's crazy. So, yeah, there was a
–
I know. I'm just – like I told my mom, I'm just praying that I'm not in California when this thing goes down, because it's just too nuts. Okay. Here's another California legislation from my friend Barbara Decker, who's running – in the 78th district. And here's one. It says SB 323 prohibits tax exempt status for organizations that discriminate based on sexual orientation. Isn't that nice? You know how they word them. They get them all bass-ackward, so you have to think about it. AB 1266, pupil rights, sex segregated school programs and activities, the bathroom bill. SB 1476 authorizes courts to designate more than two individuals as parents of a child. That means the state, your kid belongs to the state. AB 154, this is reason number 2006 to get the hell out of this mess. State, California, authorizes individuals to perform aspiration abortion procedures. AB 1236 prohibits requirement of electronic employment verification, E-Verify. AB 130 authorizes student financial aid for the undocumented immigrants. The other one is considering race, ethnicity, and gender in college admissions. Oh, boy. New birth certificates for transgendered individuals. Oh, my God. Authorizes the sale of state bonds for high-speed rail, of course. Authorizes driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants. Authorizes in-state college tuition for undocumented immigrants. Compliance with Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Prohibits sexual orientation conversion therapy. And SB 48 requires teaching gay history, which that's been going on for 5 years. So there you have it on those. Isn't that special? I mean, on the other one, I've got to send this around to you guys. I kept, this is from CFACT, which is the Committee for a Conservative Tomorrow, and this is in California. I've met these guys in person. They're wonderful. Anyway, so this says, did you know that there are over 26,500 green groups registered in the United States? These are the greenies. They received well over $40 billion over the last decade or so, and that's just from foundations. They've gotten billions more from lawsuits, government grants, and individual donations. And it says, would you like to know which three big green pressure groups together fleeced the taxpayers for over $500 million? How would you like to know which big green campaigners use global warming as an excuse to send armed soldiers to evict Africans from their villages in Uganda, then bulldoze their homes to enable them to cash in on millions from a carbon credit scheme? We've got all this stuff. Anyway, there's this book, and I'm going to go buy it off of Amazon. It's called Cracking Big Green. The people who follow CFACT are well acquainted with the outstanding level of scholarship. Anyway, so they spend countless hours digging up deep to uncover the vital facts we can depend upon, the kind of hard facts that expose the green left's waste, abuse, and hypocrisy and drive them absolutely nuts, which is cool. So this is something I'm going to send to you guys so you can order it. I think it's like, from what I could see, it looked like it was like $5 on Amazon, so it's well worth it. What do you think about that idea to spread the word, Bill? Welcome, Doc. I'm going to send this to you guys.
We've been screaming about these things for so long. I'm glad that we can get a book and put that out there and spread it around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 25,000.
We're right back to who profited off of this. It's the very people that would be out here screaming, share the wealth. Screaming for green energy, like I said. Hydraulic is the cleanest energy out there. Hydroelectric. But you don't see none of these greenies pushing to build dams because they're not invested in those dams. They're because of those dams.
They're trying to tear them down. That's what this Prop 1 is all about.
Because they want to transfer the wealth into the pockets of those that are invested in the green energies.
You're
in California. You got quite a few people there. Boxer, Feinstein, Waxman, Pelosi. Them or their family members were all set to cash in off this green crap.
Look, Bill, I think this is the tip of the iceberg about the money. I don't think that's the big deal here. I think this is more about the power.
When they control the energy, they control you. You know, that's part of the thing.
They control the water.
As California's city, control the water to control the people. Every elected official in California that doesn't stand up against the illegal invasion is guilty of aiding and abetting that invasion and should be charged and punished accordingly.
Oh, I know. 378. I was hoping that you guys could tune in sooner because I had only scheduled 1 hour. I didn't know if I was going to get any guest callers. I didn't hear back from Ken. And I'm going to try to get him on next week because I want to go through the Charles Munger situation. And I had heard that name before, and it got the hackles on my neck raised up because I had remembered Ken talking about it a couple of years ago. And then I heard it like twice within like 24 hours, once at the Tri-City Tea Party meeting and also on the radio today from this lady who owns the ranch, whom they're trying to get rid of because of Agenda 21. This is what this is, Bill. What do you think? Why do you think we're going through this? This is nothing new. I've been doing this for almost 6 years, studying it, listening to people, trying to gather as much information as possible. It's all falling into place.
And as we've learned from Water's World, we're dealing with the public that doesn't know where they used the bathroom last.
Well, they wouldn't know Biden from, you know, Jay Carney. I mean, it's ridiculous.
They don't know who Christopher Columbus is or what he did. They don't
know
crap.
Nope. I know. They wouldn't know Paul Revere if he came up and hit him in the head.
We have a failing education system.
They
can tell you all about socialist ideology and stuff because they've been indoctrinated. They haven't been educated. They've been indoctrinated.
Oh, I know. It's pretty nuts, huh?
Yeah. Well, I got to say, I hate it when Robert says it, but he's correct in my eyes. We're done. This country is done. The ignorance, which is self-inflicted, and we have 80% of the population overdosing on their own ignorance because they're either too lazy or they can't seem to find the time to check in to see what's really happening in the world and their country.
You know what? A lot of people on purpose don't care because they don't want to be bothered, because they don't want to.
But Linda, when it all comes down, they'll be the first ones out there griping because no one told them.
Yep.
No,
I know.
It ain't that no one told them. It's that they refused to listen when they were being told.
Exactly. And the other thing is they don't read the newspapers on purpose. They don't listen to the news on purpose. I have people in my own family, you know, blood relatives, who refuse to do it because they feel that it will stress them out too much, and then they can't have a fun life in this California, you know, land of fruits and nuts.
They quit worrying about themselves and started thinking about the future generations, their kids and grandkids, because those are the ones that are going to suffer.
It doesn't resonate with them. It doesn't. I'm telling you, Bill, it doesn't. They can't connect the dots or refuse. They do.
This whole thing with ISIS. If we're going to fight ISIS, then let's fight ISIS. Let's give it everything we got. You don't play around with these kind of deals and drag it out for decades. You can end it. You hit them with a power of force so vast, so strong, so swift, they can't retaliate. But so,
yeah, Mikey was.
This is going to be a 30-year project.
Well, here's the problem, Bill.
If there's going to be war, let it be in our time so our children can have peace.
The problem is our country created this problem. They created all these groups. They fund them, they train them, they arm them. And now it's bad. So, look, all I know, hey, let them come here. Let the patriots, let the 170 million armed patriots take care of them. I don't have a problem with that. Let them bring their stupid swords. I ain't bringing no knife to a caliphate.
That starts happening, you'll see your government start to lock up your patriots.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I
well,
said,
they can. No. Well, by the
time.
No.
Aren't paying attention
not
to
not
the
when guns are blazing, they won't.
Well,
then good. They can have all the kids. Good. Then I'll go see my maker. Hell with them. They want to have a kill box on me, go right ahead. I'll just go see Jesus and tell them all to pound it. I don't care. I'm done. This is craziness. I'm going down. I'm not going down without a fight. I'm not. I don't care if it only lasts 3 seconds. I'm not going quietly on their stupid boxcars to FEMA camps while I'm still breathing. They can take my corpse there. I don't give a rat's behind about that. But I'm not going willingly. I'm not playing their stupid Stalin games. I'm not. That's who they act like, too.
I help a lot of people. I wish I didn't have to be doing this. And I've had a lot of people say, you should just quit. And I'm like, if I don't do it, who will?
If not me, when, who, and if not now, when? Yeah, exactly. I get it. I mean, I'm there, too.
I see my grandchildren's future threatened. You will have to go through me. And Barack Obama and your entire administration, you can't accomplish that.
Well, you know, I mean, look, I have to applaud all of the people who do, like you. I sent an email to Lonnie to walk you through putting your card on the thing for our shows. If you want to do that, okay, so that's a real simple thing to do.
He should be able to do that with me this Saturday because we'll all be together at a
okay.
Christmas gathering.
Awesome. Anyway, and I normally talk about Patriot Families, but that site may be going by the wayside, although we do have a Patriot Families on Facebook. I went in there today. Not too many people are hanging out in there, but if I can get through, maybe I can get to you through your own timeline, Bill, and then we can start figuring out how to post stuff wherever we want. Those chat rooms are easy to get into. You just click on it and start talking to people, you know.
You post an article on the Patriot Family page, then you click on that article and you put it somewhere else, and it will tell people it came from the Patriot Family page.
Okay. Yeah, that's the problem is I need to learn how to copy and paste from wherever I'm getting it from onto that site, so that'll help. So, you know, anyway, so I just want to thank you for calling in, and I know Robert's got phone problems, which is kind of normal for him. And I know he's frustrated. That's why one of the reasons I would never run for office, even in my own local town, because I don't plan on being here for 4 more years, hopefully. And you know, it's nasty. It gets really down and dirty, and you've got to have the stomach for it. And I'm supporting people that I know are going to do the right thing for the Oceanside people. Not that California has a prayer in hell to survive all this mess, because they're championing their own demise. They're just in lockstep with this crap. And I've said it in front of city council time and time again. And the next time I go speak in front of these clowns, which will be after this election, because this Saturday I got a bartending gig, November 4th, I'm going to be at the polls all day and half the night. And then when we get back to city council, they're going to see pictures of those chemtrails in my Oceanside city. And I'm going to say, what are you doing to stop it? I am going to let them have it in spades with bullets blazing. Figuratively speaking, at their faces on that dais. I don't care who's up there, whether it's the incumbents or the new people, they are going to hear from me on all of these issues, especially that water bond and the rest of this nonsense that they're doing. They're going to hear it. They're going to hear exactly where it's coming from. And I don't care. You know, I get the same roll of the eyes, the same, oh God, here she is again. In fact, that one dude from Ickley, He saw me in one meeting, and he saw me passing out information to his little, you know, minions, and he just looked at the floor and would not even look at me. Oh, my God. He did not want me in that meeting. You know what? Oh, too bad. It's still America for a minute, and I was going to give him a hard time. So, you know, that's what we have to do, and I want to thank Doc for tuning in, Mikey B. Tomorrow night, Higher Truth Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, be there or be square. Yola and Nick, MacI7, totally glad you were here. Bill, thanks so much for your input. And Yola and Nick say good show, Lynn, night, and God bless. And I would say that to all you. I'm just going to do a little bit of Living in America, which was Frank Winkle's favorite one, and that was kind of fun, too. Anyway, you guys, be blessed. Have a great night. See you all tomorrow on Mikey's show.
Have a great night, and God bless everyone.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Thanks, guys. Have a great one. Be blessed.